Hi, my name is Matthew Tierney. I'm the author of Full Speed Through the Morning Dark. It's a book of travel poems based on my journeys around Asia and Europe. I'm going to read four poems for you. The first poem is called Unweighting the Bow. What strikes when the dump truck trundles by isn't its guttural bass, or how shadows dog it under the syrupy April sun, but pigeons. In unison, two dozen of them take to air, one dark, ungainly creature whose brain returns again and again to fear and its resolution. Like an orchestra that picks up the principal theme with a flick of the conductor's baton and yet alters it with context, the same before and after that grips us all, ship-shape in this pocket of time. Me, the truck driver, the old woman shawled against the mild wind, passers-by now beyond the parquet's curve, heading off towards other movements as the pigeons diagram an arc from matte black earth to uplifted branches of the still bare birch, and then sway there grandly, an entire string section certain of their phrasing. The next poem I'm going to read is set in Tokyo. It's called Abracadabra. The window opposite slides past the precise skyline, darkness a cloaked figure on horseback racing alongside the train. Bright interior light disorients me. Someone keeps tapping my shoulder. When I turn, only rows of faces, marionette eyes, an absence of dust. Maybe the Japanese understand better the properties of illusion, how to recognize a reflection for what it is. I, too, am learning how something can be made to disappear with nothing more than a curtain, a word. If she could see me now, once more, to witness this final trick, the hands are the first to go. The next poem I'm going to read is a section from a longer poem called The Trans-Mongolian Express, which is a train journey I took with my friend Vaughn. This is us coming over the Mongolian border. The motion is more insistent when we stop, checks and balances of solid earth. Vaughn and I feed two chunks of sausage into the mouth-like gape at the top of the hallway window, watch each fall wetly on the ground. The smallest boy picks them up, stoic, the meat held out on a flat hand. His dog's tongue washes the palm clean. Three dogs, four boys, a band of mercenaries, open coats, gloveless hands, loitering around the rail yard, up and down the tracks as if picking along a shoreline. The train's like the sea. I'm not certain what kind of trouble there is for boys around here to get into, but I wish them luck, wave and grin. How quickly they will forget this. We gauge how many more meals before Ulaanbaatar, how much sausage is left, and then parcel out the leftovers, feeling good about ourselves the way you can from behind glass. The last poem I'm going to read is called Chronometrophobia, which means fear of clocks. The round face glints, beguiles pale rays of the sputtering wick, movement beneath it apace with moon over sky, tricking one into a belief of set and rise. Logic demands symmetry, the periodic no-nonsense click harnessed to a glassy sheen, while gear trains ration out lives in intervals of less. Listen closely, pendulums heavy with night. The weights fall like a last long-drawn breath sealed in a pine casket. Intricacy comes to this, time trapped by mechanics, the piezoelectric tick of quartz, cesium as it shunts energy states, ever finer stitches. Everywhere hours dispatch seconds, cell phones, towers, pixelated billboards, wrists. Thanks for listening.